I'm Robin Ball and I'm chairman of Stamford Striders.
And you definitely led by example over the last 24 hours. Tell us exactly what you did and why.
Right, well, the two ties to it. One is the charity, and I don't normally do charity stuff because people want to run, just run anyway. Mm-hmm. But I thought Crohn's was just something that fussy eaters got and didn't realise how serious it was until 2 or 3 years ago we found, after a long, slow, torturous diagnosis period, that I've got a grandson who's now 14, has got Crohn's, and what a life-changing and altering condition it is. It's a tricky condition to manage and handle, and it really does change lives quite substantially, as is associated colitis. So I thought, oh, well, I'll combine what I do, and I will on this occasion. And the challenge I set myself, I was running back from the running club one night, I thought, well, I'm 70, I ought to do something to mark that I'm 70. And I thought, well, why not run 70 miles at 70? Seems like a nice idea at the time. Mm-hmm. Then realising the Rutland Round is 65 miles and we live 2.5 miles from it, it just adds up.
Doesn't it just? Absolutely, yes. As you say, 65-mile perimeter of the county, 2.5 each way, you get you 70. Now, most people who do this tend to walk it and they do it over, say, a period of a week. But you've done it in how long?
We set off at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, so we've been 22.5 hours.
Wow.
For the 70, so we'll be nearly an hour under that for the Rutland Round.
What was your favourite part of the journey, would you say?
I mean, Striders is such a friendly running club. I've had company with me all the way. I put a GPS tracker on, and every corner it seemed to be another Strider would pop their head out the woodwork and run with me for 5 miles. So we've had 10 or 15 people at various times. One Strider, Fiona, who's getting herself ready to run the 100-mile Lakeland Challenge, which is 100 miles, 20,000 feet of climbing, which will take her 36 hours. She's a proper ultra runner, not just an old so-and-so like me. And she helped for virtually all the way round. So we were route finding together. We both got GPS on our phones. We both got OS maps on our phones, all that sort of stuff. So route finding was a joy. And she's a very experienced navigator as well. I'm pretty good on routes. But the greatest thing, we'd turn up and every time we got to Wissendine, all of a sudden there were three unexpected Striders there in their club shirts, cheering me in and then running with me for 5 miles. It's just been tremendous fun, and I think the club's had a lot of fun. We always have a Sunday run, but we do a different route every Sunday, and we publish it and we do it. So you go out at 9 o'clock in the morning and you do 8, 10, 12 miles, whereas on this one, we publish a tracker link, and people had to work out themselves where I'd be, how we could fit it in, how to get. So that gave them a nice challenge, and people have just risen to the occasion. So it wasn't really just about me, it's just the fact that the club are such a fun, lovely, friendly and inclusive club. So I've had probably 50 of them supporting me over the last 22.5 hours.
It was literally a treasure hunt to find you on the way round. You went anti-clockwise.
Anti-clockwise, and had a GPS tracker, which is in my rucksack, and that keeps updating a website so I could publish the link as opposed to using WhatsApp to track my location. Then you could have someone put it on Facebook, but not everyone's in Facebook. Whereas with this, everyone could just find me on a website. We publish a link throughout Stride, and people are waking up in the night and following me. I hadn't even seen the tracking page with it live because I was out there running, but I think it gets quite addictive. You're following this dot, has he stopped, has he kept going? And you get a few delays and things like that with the transmission, so then it puts a bed up, oh, he's having a rest.
Yes.
So the whole thing was just quite sort of good fun, really.
How are you feeling? I mean, sitting down at the moment, you were standing up, you seemed actually in...
Yeah, I managed to run the last 2 miles, which I hadn't run since mile 30 or something. You know, my legs were just hurting too much, my feet are really sore. But we put an escort car on so we could run all along the Great Casterton Railroad fairly safely. And I was embarrassed about the track. I thought I'd better put only the last 2 miles. It's a bit easier to put an effort in.
You knew you'd have a crowd at the end as well.
I thought we were going to have one or two here to say hello. Yes.
Brilliant. Well, that's just amazing. And what a way to mark your 70th. So when was that?
That was in April, but it was a bit dark then. So it was going to be the longest day. But fortunately, family commitments and things we couldn't do last weekend. Because doing this in 30 degrees, I wouldn't have been here yet. I've been about another 4 hours, I think.
Yeah. So the weather was perfect and you're in good condition.
I don't think I've done any damage. I'm extremely tired. Mm-hmm. I know I'll be injury prone for the next month. So even though as I get back and think I can run again, which probably won't be 5 or 6 days, I've got to be just a little bit careful because I'm extremely prone to picking up an injury now.
But you did it.
But I did it.
Yeah.
I did it. I got round.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for joining us on Rutland and Stamford. Sam Robin Ball, Chairman of Stamford Striders. Well done. Amazing.
Thank you very much.